Shukhner, Chilchus Chanukah, Simen Tefesh Ayin Zayin, Tzif Dalet, Mechav Paskins, Hanoisivim Hashminim in Hashemen, Oisrim Bedur, Sefin Hayatmai. The Lacha is, Shemen of Ner Chanukah is Huxul Mitzvasai. The oil that you put into the menorah, it's a Salach, it's Vachal, everything that you maksa for a mitzvah, Makasa for a mitzvah, it's Huxul Mitzvasai. It's also to use for anything else. That Shemen can only be used for Ner Chanukah. Cannot be used for anything else. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, what you should do is at the end, you can, if you do have some leftover oil, you can use it for the next day. It's still a mitzvah. You can use it for the next day, Chanukah, for the next day. But what do you do at the end of Chanukah after the 8 days is finished? So the Mechaber says you should gather up all the leftover oil, and some gather up the leftover wicks also, and you make a madura, you make a fire, you burn all the leftover oil after Chanukah. To make, the reason is to make sure that you don't use it for anything that you're not going to use it for. You're not going to use it for anything else besides the mitzvah. I mean, it's also that not everyone's a nizah in actually burning it. Some people, they just make sure not to use it. Maybe they double wrap it, they're covered, and they throw it away. Oh, so the only part that Mikadin, the Shulchan Aruch says, the only part that took some mitzvah is that tzorcha shiyah hadlaka, what you put in for a shiyah hadlaka. If you put in extra and you had in mind that you were going to put out the night, which Mikah, then you're not allowed to do that, you're not allowed to put out the fire, if the Nasidah is a half hour, after half an hour, that extra will never muksa. But we're talking about people that put in exactly the Shia of Halakha, or it could be today, people have in mind really the whole thing should burn. Today the Shia is a little bit different, we don't really have that Shetech Regim on the Shuk. It could be, I think most people have in mind that whatever's in they should burn for the net, they're not planning on using it for anything else. It could be the all oil is hooks and limits for us. But Al-Kaponim, the oil that was made for the mitzvah, you're not allowed to use it. It's Asa B'Hanah. It's an Issa D'Rabbanan. It's Asa B'Hanah. It's not to use for anything else. And therefore, the Shulchan says you should burn it. And Chassidim, I believe, are more makbar on it. They make more of an Esek of it. They do Kalach of them. So the Shulchan Aruch, they actually, the ninth day, they gather it all and they burn it to make sure it's not used. The Shulchan Aruch talks about a different shayla over here. Some people save it to burn with the chametz. Some people do it. So you use one mitzvah, use it for another mitzvah. But that's really not so posh, because the real reason why it says to burn it and not save it for next Chanukah, that's really simple. It's the one you save for next Chanukah, because it shouldn't be a takala. You shouldn't make a mistake. You don't want it. You don't, right? You might make a mistake and end up using it for other personal use. So I'm not so sure how it's called halacha that is saving it till Pesach. But there is such a minig, it's true. He's right. There is such a minig. Some people save it for to burn with the chametz, but it's a shreila halacha. Why they do that? But a kaponim, the main halacha is that the shemen is asa b'hana. The shemen is asa b'hana. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about a different shayla. What would be in the side of the shemen achat? What if this shemen that's asa b'hana gets mixed in a regular bottle of olive oil, gets mixed up with other olive oil? So if there be a shia bittel, the shia bittel by most things is a shia shishim. If there be shishim of hetta, kinega the issa, the shemen of shachanaka, then it'd be bottle. Then you could use the whole bottle of oil. But what if there's, the Shulchan Aruch talks about it in this Arab shemen achav, there ain't shishim about way. What about that you don't have shishim? You don't have enough team of bottles. Now you have a problem. Not only is the shemen asabana, but you're ruining good shemen. So Shulchan Aruch says, yesh mishoim shaingo haisavalam kinega about way. Don't think you have an eight, so you know what, I'll just add on a little more shemen shalheta, I'll eat on some more oil, regular oil, and be mevatel nabashishim, that you can't do. The reason is, because we have a halacha, that's the Gemara in Beya, Daf Gimel, the Gemara says, ein mevatel nisach habchila. The halacha bitul b'roiv is only if it happens. If it happens, if a piece of tray falls into a big pot of kosher, then if there's a shir bitul, then it's mutta. But in habchila, to go take something that's tray for asa, and to go put on top of it shishim of heta, that you're not going to do. It's a nisa d'rabbanan actually, because theoretically it would work. If you went and did it, theoretically it would be batal. But the Chazal said, you're not going to be mevatel chachila. And over here the Shulchan Aruch is saying, the same thing is even if it first fell into a little bit hetta and it ruined some kosher oil, you cannot be moistiv alav, you cannot add to it to create the shir shishim. That you also can't do. So fekta magad ramakasha, this halacha is in Erechayim, in Hilchus Chanukah. But if you look in Yerideya, which is the main makkah of Hilchus Bittul B'Roiv, and all these halachas in Batlan and Sechachira, over there, the Mechaber paskins differently. Because the emphasis of Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold that the din of Eimvat Lensachachinla, by Nisa Deraisa, that's always Eimvat Lensachachinla. If the thing would be in the Dover, which is like Nevela, something just in the Deraisa, then even if it fell into Hetta, and you don't have enough to be Vatulat, and now you want to eat on, so it should be Shishim, everybody holds Eimvat Lensachachinla by Nisa Deraisa. But by Nisa Derabanan, it's Machlokes Rishonim, what's the din if it first fell in Beshoigig into a little bit Hetta? Some Mishnayim hold that since it's only Nisa Derabanan and it already fell not on purpose, you weren't Mavatul Chachin, you didn't do it on purpose, it by accident fell into, let's say, 30 times or 20 times Hetta. It's not enough to Mavatul it.
But it fell into
Rayv. Yeah, it's talking about it fell into Rayv. But it's a Zach the Nichishim, as is Mishnayim Mina in Nichishim, or Mina Belach with Nichishim. The halacha is, some Mishnayim hold that you can't be Moisavol Levatli. Because since it's a Nisa Derabanan and it already started the Bittul, B'Shoigig, now already you can finish it off Chachila. You can finish off the Bittul Chachila. So in fact, the Magen Avraham says, here the Mechal Paschen, that's the Rashba Shita, by the way. Here the Mechal Paschen, like the Rashba, that if the Nisa Derabanan fell into Rav Hetta, it just wasn't Shishim, to save the Hetta, you're allowed to now be Mevatel the rest. You can hear Shishim to be Mevatel it. And over here in Hilchos Chanukah, which we're also talking about in this, the Bon Machal is the Feresh, not like that. The Machal Paschim is Yesh Mishrim, like the ones that are Chag on the Rajba. Shame lies to the love thing about it. Even though it fell into some Hetta, the Machal Paschim is you cannot. It's a steer. So the Mugan Ram was the answer. The Teretz is, he says, this is not a regular case of a Bittul Brave. This is a case of, this is an Indian for an Davish Yesh HaMatirin. Davish Yesh HaMatirin is a lot also near there. That a thing which will have a hetta anyway on its own if the time is more chama, and Chazal said it's afingu be'elach le'batul. Davish Yesh HaMatirin afingu be'elach le'batul. Even in the thousand, it's not batul. What's a Davish Yesh HaMatirin? There aren't that many cases, but like one case of Davish Yesh HaMatirin is Issa Nedarim. Say someone made a neda on an apple. Like he's not going to eat this apple. And this apple falls into Shishim, or even 100 times, even 1,000 times of hetta of other fruit, and it's mixed up, you can't find it. The halacha is this feeling is davish shematirin. This is a neder because really you don't have to rely on bittul. You have a different esa. You could be sure on your neder. You could do a taras nedarim. Anything that has a different way to be matir, Chazal said, don't rely on bittul. So mashal this neder, this apple which is also midin nedarim, since it's davish shematirin has a hetta, that is not bottle. Another case of davish shematirin is chametz pesach. If that's one of the reasons some Mishnayim say that the chametz pesach is also a mashu. The thing is, if chametz falls into a little bit chametz falls into a lot of kosher of pesach, let's say matzah, even if it's 1,000 times matzah connected to chametz, it's not bottle. Because we say it's a davish shematirin. Don't rely on bittul. Just wait till after pesach and eat it after pesach. Even though after pesach it might be also because of chametz shabal of a pesach. The halacha is any chametz that went through Pesach is also asa, but that's only the Rabbanan. So, but again, this is the rice, so we call it davish Yesh HaMatirin. We tell you, don't be simach on bittul to eat this is the rice. So now, just wait till after Pesach. Anything which has a hetta afterwards, we call it davish Yesh HaMatirin, and it's not bottle. As the main law is of the Magen Avraham, the emphasis is this shemen of Chanukah that's asa after Chanukah is really davish Yesh HaMatirin. Because really, you can wait till next Chanukah. It has a hetta. Not the shat that it's asa forever. It's not asa behechlet. It will be mut the next Chanukah to use it for next Chanukah. So instead of relying on bittul, wait until next Chanukah. And that's the Magen Avraham's teretz. Really, the Mechaber Paschim is the idea that if Issa Derabanan falls into some hetta, you're allowed to be marbol of levatlo. You're allowed to add onto it to make it a shishishim. The reason why the Mechaber says over here that's not the eitzah is because. Is because it's a davish Yesh HaMatirin.
Can you
use it for Shabbos? Nachar not. Nachar not. It was muksa for Chanukah. You cannot use for Shabbos. It's not Yesh HaMatirin for that. But it is Yesh HaMatirin for next Chanukah. So, and therefore, you cannot be marble of a vatla. That's the Magen Avraham's teretz. If you think about it, this Magen Avraham is a pli yatsuma. It's effective kivega. And it's true at the end of the sermon, Lamaches, Nashmata. Effective kivega, because the Mechaber seems to be saying clearly over here that the whole problem with this Shemen of Chanukah is because it did not fall into Shishim to begin with. It only fell into less than Shishim, and now you want to add on to it to be mevatel it. But smashing from the Mechaber, if it would have fell in the Chachin into Shishim, it would be bottle. So you see that the Mechaber is not considered as a Tzedav HaShesha Matirin. How can the Magen Avraham explain that the reason why, if you're failing to some heter, the reason why you cannot add to it to make it shishim is because it's a Tzedav HaShesha Matirin. And a thing which has its own heter, we don't rely on Bittel. How can the Magen Avraham say that's the case over here? If that's the case, then why does the Mechaber sound like the whole problem is because it did not fall into shishim to begin with? But the Mechaber himself is saying, Yerikash, the Mechaber himself is saying that if it fell into shishim to begin with, it would be Bittel. So obviously it's not Tzedav HaShesha Matirin.
You mean that's not helping for that one?
We're not calling it next. The next Chanukah is not changing the status of the Bittel. We're saying it can be Bittel now. So for some reason we don't consider this Tzedav HaShesha Matirin. Right, we don't consider it because of next Chanukah Tzedav HaShesha Matirin. Obviously we're letting Bittel work on this.
Not really. It's not Bittel. Talking about the Chiddush.
Because it's such a bite the case.
You can only use it for one thing.
Right. Okay, but the Magen Avraham wants to call it Tzedav HaShesha Matirin ben Negeiah this halacha, not to add on to it to be Bittel. But how can you say that? The Mechaber himself seems to say that the Shishim is good. Yeah. So what's come talking about Zakasha? What's Shishan this Magen Avraham? So Kivega said like this, the Magen Avraham. He says, in the halacha of Tzedav HaShesha Matirin, something which is going to have a heta after time, that it's more chomer that it's not bittul. We don't rely on bittul. We really find two halachas. One halacha is this halacha. It's something which is going to have a heta by itself, or much like we said, it's a neder. You have a more easy way to be matir. Just make a toras adarim or pesach. Wait till after pesach. Tzedav HaShesha Matirin is more chomer. Number one, that it's not bittul. Tzedav HaShesha Matirin afilu be'el nafle bittul. But there's one more halacha which comes down to the same sugi in Be'ed Aftalad, that Tzedav HaShesha Matirin, we don't rely on the din of Safek Darbanan LaHakol. By all other hilchos, by all the isuri d'rabbanan, if it's a suffik, the klal is suffik d'rabbanan l'hakol. So the rice and chumah, the suffik d'rabbanan is l'hakol. We go in l'kula. But the gemara, if you learn the pashut on the gemara, if you learn the gemara, it comes out that this halacha you don't say by Tzedav HaShesha Matirin. If something has a heta after time, don't rely on suffik d'rabbanan l'hakol. Be machmeh. The same kind of chumah.
So and
to suffik d'rabbanan l'hakol. The Shach brings this down with halacha in Yerdeya, Simkuf Yud. It's interesting the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down, but Lamai says pretty clear Gemara, and the Rif passes the halacha from that Gemara in Be'er Daf Dalet, and the Shach brings down halacha, but that's the second halacha we find with the Rosh Hashanah Matirin. That's Mochama. Oh. The next Dharma the Kivega brings down is there's another klal in Yerdeya. These are in Yonim that the Eilim that learn Tzmicha, Yeshiva in Yerdeya, they spend a lot of time with these halachas. About Tzedav HaShesha Matirin, Ein Vatlan Nefach Tchila, Bittel Berayv, and this next halach also, which is called Chayza Venasa. There's another klal, which is really a machlekes rishonim, but a lot of rishonim hold that a Tzedav HaShesha Matirin, which should be Chayza Venasa, which will come back to be us again, is not called Tzedav HaShesha Matirin. The only thing that's called Tzedav HaShesha Matirin is something which is a het gama, the mashal nedarim, the isa nedarim, like it's made a net on an apple. That's a Tzedav HaShesha Matirin. Don't rely on bittel, don't rely on tzavak d'rabanan l'hakol, because that has a het gama of being shayel, make a tzavak d'rabanan, and that'll be mutta fever. Mashain kain, other things, like mashal the case of chametz of Pesach. When chametz falls, chametz we said is Tzedav HaShesha Matirin. Don't rely on bittel, because after Pesach will be mutta, but that's chayz of anessa, because next Pesach will be usher again. That's called, so is Chayza Venasa also called Tzedav HaShesha Matirin, or does it have to be Yesha Matirin Lagami, forever? So some Rishonim hold, if it's Chayza Venasa, it's not called Tzedav HaShesha Matirin.
Wait,
so Moshe comes to Pesach, because even though it's Yesha.
But it's going to get, it's going to come to
again. Oh, but then, but it's Chayza Venasa again. As long as it'll always be. By Eitzim. Yeah. Next Yom Tov, right. The Gemara talks about Eitzim on the Gemara Gembeya, the source, he's right. The Talmud talks about Eitzim that fell off a tree, wood that fell off a tree on. If it would be prepared before Yom Tov, it'd be not Muksa, be ready to use for fire on Yom Tov.
That's not
Shveya,
it's only what's left.
Yeah, right. It's only Rishainim. It's only Rishainim. The Gemara says that Chometz is also Mashu. Chometz is not bottle. That's the Gemara. The Chometz is not bottle. The reason is some Rishainim learn is because it's a Yesha Matirin. The Gemara just says Chometz is Mashu with us. It has no bittle. Some say because of it's Yesha Matirin. The Rambam is Chometz. The Rambam holds the reason is because of the Chema of Chometz. Because it's a Kuris. Because of the Chema of Kuris, that's why it's not bottle. It's a little bit shredder Rambam because there are other Yisrei Kuris. dam is the sakaris there, and we don't find by dam that it's not bottle, dam is bottle. But the nice agaponim, this is the halacha of chayz v'nesa. Rabbi Shimon hold that something which is chayz v'nesa is not the rishon shematir.
That
comes
always not bottle. You need a different reason for that.
Yeah, if you hold chayz v'nesa, takes off the reason of the rishon shematirin.
Yeah.
Then we have to have the other reason. That because of the chaim of the chametz is the reason why it's not bottle. Because the chaim of the chametz. But so this is the machlokes where the chayz v'nesa change takes off the din of the rishon shematirin. So the next thing he explains is we have to understand what's the reason why the Rosh Hashanah Matirin is so chama. Why is the Rosh Hashanah, why are Chazal so machmir in the Rosh Hashanah Matirin? And what's the Machlokes Rishonim, why Chayz v'Nesa should change that? So Kriyega says, them is the Machlokes Rishonim. So Machlokes Rashi and Beya, and Ran and Dharam. Rashi and Beya says the reason why Chama Rosh Hashanah Matirin is so chama is because what we would think the Basha reason is, because the Rashi's question is, Asher Techlan Abeyesu Techlan Abeheta. Before you send Macham Bittel and eat a Bissa, eat a Behetta. Wait till after Pesach and don't get involved with this Chametz Deraisa. Or be sure on your Neda. Don't get involved with it with the Bittel. You don't need a Bittel. Actually, Techan Abissa, Techan Behetta. That's a Rashingan. But the Ran and Durham says a whole different reason. It's only the reason. A whole Cheshmin Yeridea. The Ran says, as we find the Machlokes Tanoim in Menachos Daf Chaf Beis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, if Min B'Mini is bottle. If you hear the whole, min v'minay is never bottle. If something falls into the same min, a mashal, if you have a basa that falls into basa shkuta, into kosher basa, it could be 1,000 times basa shkuta times the basa neveil, it's not bottle. The only times you have bittel is if it's two different minim, if it's two different types of food. For example, basa neveil falls into yirakos, into vegetables. And you can't find it, it gives tamen to the vegetables, that is bottle b'shishim. But if it's min b'minay, the same item, if it's basa treif, that falls into basa kasha, that's not bottle at all. And the chum machaylev, the chum hold, min b'minay is also bottle. The real machaykes is in Exeris HaKosev, the law coming down to the time of Pami, the Masoyah, the Gemara, the whole Joshua. But the Ran explains like this. The Ran says that the Ran explains the machaykes a little bit different. The Ran explains that even the Rabbanan are also moid, that hold that min b'minay is bottle, they're moida to the etzim yisoid of a behuda that min b'mina should not be bottle. If it's the same thing, it's not really mevatel. If anything, it's mechazaget. You know, it's not really mevatel if it's the same min. The reason why the Rabbanan Chalak is because the Rabbanan hold that min b'mina may be the same min in metzius of what it is, but in halacha it's different. This is a min hetta, this is a min issa. So every min b'mina is really min b'sheini mina. It might look the same. They're both meat. But this is basa neveila, and this is basa shruta. That makes the min b'sheini minay. Since the halacha is different, that's what makes the min b'sheini minay. The heta in halacha is different. This is heta and this is issa. That makes the min b'sheini minay. As the meila, zakteran, that's the reason why davar sheishem matirin is not bottle. Because the davar sheishem matirin is not so different in din either. Normally, it's completely different. This is mutta and this is asa. Finished. So that's different. That's called min b'sheini minay. But something which is davar sheishem matirin, even the issa really can theoretically have a heta. It's not so rochak in din. It's a little bit carbon din. Even the issa is a little bit considered in the same min as the heta, because it also can become mutta. The main of the Ran says that's the reason why min b'sheini minay is bottle. So. That's the Svara in the Deraisa, yeah.
The Svara is the Deraisa in the Svara.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
No,
I hear you saying. But the Ran is more than only the Rabbanan. I guess the Ran holds, I guess the Deraisa is the... only with the Rabbanan they wanted it to be different, maybe the whole Svara is only the one. Right. Only the Rabbanan they wanted it to be different in Din at least, and this is not so different in Din, so meaning it's not bottle. Is the main Zokteran, that's the reason why Chayz v'Nesa takes off davar sheishem matirin. No, the Ran didn't say this. Kirei wants to, I'm sorry. Kirei wants to say this. According to the Ran, we could explain that's how Chayz v'Nesa works. Since Zach is davar sheishem matirin, but it's Chayz v'Nesa, it becomes back to be considered different than halacha. Comes back to be considered a different min, halacha. Becomes more karev l'issa. The only thing that's considered karev to hetta B'negiyah that should not be min b'sheni minay is if it's a davish shematiru in behechlet, has a definite hetta forever. But this that has a hetta, but it will come back to be also, that's not mistabra, that remains in the din of issa. Even though it's a davish shematiru in, but since it's chesed v'nasa, we don't look at it like a davish hetta so much. It's still cholak in din. Because it's still chalak in din. This is asan, this is motan. Even though it's yeshem atirim, but it's chesed v'nasa, we still look at it like a davar, it's chalak in din, and din it's asan.
Very good.
How would Rashi, obviously, we're not learned this way. Rashi doesn't learn this way to begin with. Rashi knows the whole din of Dorsha Shematin is Tamasvar. So how would Rashi understand the Allah of Chayza Vanessa? Why should Chayza Vanessa make a difference? You still have an opportunity to eat a Behetta. Why rely on Bitzel? Fine, next Pesach will be Yasa. But you have a whole year until then to eat a Behetta. Why rely on Bitzel? It could be Rashi holds like the Rishayim that Chayza Vanessa doesn't change the status of the Rosh Hashanah Matirin. Could be Rashi holds like the Rishayim that even by Chayza Vanessa remains that the Rosh Hashanah Matirin is not bubble. But the main point, and this is what the Ramesh is saying, is according to the Ran Svara, how do you understand the second din of the Rosh Hashanah Matirin? That we don't rely on the Kula of Safak Daban and Lahakal. What does that have to do with this whole cheshbon of Mimimimini and Mimimimini? The Ran explained the reason why the Rosh Hashanah Matirin is not bottle. Is because it's not so cholak in din. That's the cheshbon b'negei dini bittel. But what about the other halacha of sarek d'ban lakel? Sarek kivega ein echnami. The Ran in that din will have to be moed to Rashi. That halacha can only be explained according to Rashi. It's not a cheshbon of whether it's cholak in din. The whole reason why davar shesh matirin we're machmir and we're not semach on sarek d'ban lakel. Will be because of Asher Zechon Techon Behetta, be Rashi's reason. As a Mela, Benegeya, it'll come out, in Cheshman, according to this din of Safak Daban Lahakal, will not make a difference if it's Chayza Vanessa. Because we explained the whole reason why Chayza Vanessa takes off the status of Davar Shesh Matirin is because it brings it back to make a Chonok and Din, to make it more curved to Issa. So the whole reason why Davar Shesh Matirin, according to the Ran, is not bottle is because it's not considered min b'sheni minay, because it's more curved lehetta. So in din it's not so chalom, but when chayza v'nasa it becomes again more curved leissa, and it becomes chalom in din. That's all cheshbon in the halacha the Rosh Hashanah Matirin is not bottle. But on the halacha the Rosh Hashanah Matirin you don't rely on safek d'ban lahakel. That again will be that round will have to be made to Rashi in l'chayyeh. But the reason is because actually techlan leissa techlan lebehetta.
Why doesn't the Ran have to come up with a whole new reason for Bittul?
That's what I was thinking also. That the Ran will hold that by Bittul it's already bottle. You come to give me a reason. If you say Bittul is already bottle, there's no tzad to say Asher Techon Behetza. Because if it's bottle, it's already bottle. You have to come and say a reason why it's not bottle. That's why the Ran needs a social shtickle to explain why we don't consider it bottle to begin with. Because it's not carbon din. Or because it is carbon din. Because Tavash Hashem Matirin becomes carbon din. It's not cholak in din.
Also, he holds a
chesed b'nesa,
then he's stuck. He needs
another reason. Yeah, but he has to say that's the whole reason. And the reason of Asher Techlan Ube is that Techlan Behetta doesn't apply over here. Why doesn't that apply for Bittul also? That reason of Asher Techlan Ube is that Techlan Behetta. Right, so we're saying because the Ran maybe will hold that it's already bottle. That something, if you don't have a reason why it's not bottle, then once it's bottle, it doesn't pass the whole din of Asher Techlan Ube is Techlan Behetta. There's no makom to be machmeh. Rashi will hold, there's still makom to be machmeh. The Ran will hold, there's no makom to be machmeh. But akoponim, then again, the other halacha of Safak Daban Lahakal, that for sure the Ran's Svara doesn't apply, so you have to say the Ran's Moedah to Rashi over there. As the Mela, getting back to the Magen Avraham, the Kirik wants to say. What?
Bottle exists. Also, the Rashi has no genius. Is it wrong genius?
Rashi is still makan to be machmir. Don't rely on bittul. Yeah, right. You understand the Ran now. You understand the Ran. Rashi will hold that it's still makan to be machmir. Don't rely on bittul. Right. Right. That's what we're saying in Iran. That's what we're saying. The Ran will hold the Rashi Svar only Vinegir Din Safak Gibbon and Hokam. The Ran won't hold the Rashi Svar Vinegir Biddle. Right. Is there a Makan to be Machmir? Rashi holds there is a Makan to be Machmir. The Ran says not. That's why the Ran has to come up with his Nevisan. But Akoponim, but again, the Din Safak Gibbon and Hokal, you understand that the Ran's whole Svar doesn't apply. So the other Ran will badly have to be Moshe Rashi. As a Mela, it'll come out that by the din of Sachar Gibbon and Lahokal, Chayz of Anessa won't make a difference. Because we're saying, if you're going to Rashi Svar, that the whole reason why we're machmir by Devash Yishim Matirin is because Hashem Tachanu Beisat Tachanu Behetta, don't rely on the Bittel, or don't rely on the Sachar Gibbon and Lahokal, wait till you have a Hetta, there's no Svar of Chayz of Anessa according to Rashi. Because there's still time before Chayz of Anessa, before next Pesach, rely on it. Do you have to now, and don't rely on these kumas. Is the middle of the Kvega Das Pshan is Magan Avraham, very good. He says, Be'etzem, this din of Shemin Shebin and Chanukah will be a, let's see, what's the Cheshvin? Since it's Chayz of Anessa, we're going to Iran. Since next Pesach will be Chayz of Anessa, it's not considered Avash Hashem Atirin, and it is Basel. Since next Chanukah, it'll be Mutter anyway, so it's since that's kind of being and if it's kind of be Chayz of Anessa, right? We begin Chayz of Anessa is a main. It is called Davish Hashem Atirin. One second. Wait. So the Mechaber will hold. No, I'm sorry. No, the Mechaber will hold that. The Mechaber will hold. No. The Mechaber will hold that is right. That Davish. In fact, it's Chayz of Anessa. Right. Right, and it'll become Chayz of Anessa after next Chanukah. There'll always be a time that it'll be Chayz of Anessa. Is the main law, it takes off the din of Shesha Matirin, and it will be Batul. Bishisha. Right, and that's why the Mechaber passes in Hilchos Chanukah that it is Batul Bishisha. If it falls into Shishim Chachinla, it is Batul. But when again, the second halacha, in case it didn't fall into Shishim, it only fell into 20 or 30 times, let's say. Now you want to be Mabal of Levatla, you want to add on it to Mabatul. Satim Kivega, this is not just a Shaila Bittel, this is a Shaila of a Safak Gorban al Hakkel. Because this is really a Shaila which is Machagas Rishainim. Are you allowed to be Mabal of Tzrim Abakkel in Nisid Rabbanon that fell into Roiv? If Nisid Rabbanon fell into Roiv, now, and you didn't have Shishim, are you allowed to add onto it to make a Shishim? That's Machagas Rishainim. That's Machagas Rishainim. Is the name of the Machabah Paskins really normally like the Rashba? In your day, the Mechaber passes like the Rashba. That it's you're right. That you can't. That we're makel. In this Machlokes Rishonim, it's a Shaila on the Rabbanon because we're talking about Nisid Rabbanon. So in this Machlokes Rishonim, in your day, the Mechaber passes something the Rabbanon LaHakol. Something the Rabbanon LaHakol tells you that we could be semach on the Rashba and we're making like the Rashba. Mashen came over here in Hilchos Chanukah. B'negiya this will be Devash Yishim Matirin because b'negiya this, the fact that it's Chayz of Anessa. The fact that it's Chayz of Anessa doesn't affect the Davash Hashem Matir.
The softer
what?
Doesn't affect the softer
one. No, but it doesn't affect the Davash Hashem Matir. So it becomes a Davash Hashem Matir. But again, this halacha of something that will help call, it would be a Davash Hashem Matir. Avash Techlanu. Avash Techlanu. It's the name of that's what the Magen Avraham is saying. So it's the more the Magen Avraham. This halacha, it is a davar shishim matirin because we don't look at it that it's the chayz of anessa doesn't make a difference because when again the din of safek gibbon and lahakol, we don't look at the inyan of chayz of anessa. We just look at the right. So That could be the reason, but the real reason is because we go with the Ran Svara. and the Mechab will be going with the Ransvar. And with the Ransvar, the fact that it's Chesed V'Nesa takes off the status of Rishon Matirin, and when they get the Etzim and Bittel, it's not considered that Rishon Matirin, it will be Bittel. But when they get the question of whether you can be lying Savak Zabon L'Hakol, for that, we don't go with the Ransvar. The Ran is Moed to Rashi, when they get the din of Savak Zabon L'Hakol by Rishon Matirin. We go Rashi's Svar, and for Rashi's Svar, Chesed V'Nesa won't make a Chiluk, and it will remain as Rishon Matirin. And since it remains as Rishon Matirin, that's why we have the halacha. You're not samech on Savak Zabon L'Hakol, and therefore the Mechaber doesn't want to rely on the Rajba, because it'll be Savak Zabon L'Hakol. He'll be machmel like the Yesh Mishayimah, that you cannot be mabel of the Valoi. It's more in the Kivega, but this is the key side.